Hey everybody, it's Mike here. I want to reach out to you guys, and I'm going to share what I guess is going to be the first like mini remote Sunday message that we're going to have. And this is really just something that the Lord has put on my heart. And before I get into it though, I just want to say that, you know, you guys already know that we've suspended gathering at the church, and that's something that's going to continue for the time being. Okay, so it's just going to be a standing thing that we're going to suspend all gatherings from now on. And, you know, we made this decision first and foremost to protect all of you, to protect our congregation. We have many people who are considered at risk, and we just don't feel like it would be the right thing to do to begin exposing each other to what could be a potentially very dangerous situation. And we also want to respect the governor's request of stopping gatherings of 10 or more, because we don't want to contribute to spreading this virus, and I think it's prudent of us to do that. And so what happens though, if we do that, is that we bring up this important discussion. And that is that as Christians, we are a group, we are a community that grows, that functions, and is designed to be in community with each other. We are designed to grow together, to move, to progress together. It's part of our identity in Jesus. And so I recognize that the decision that we've had to make to pause our gathering has this potential to make people feel isolated, right? To make us feel like we're disconnected from each other. And while that can easily be the outlook and that's easily felt, I think, however, it doesn't have to be that way, okay? And I believe that right now is actually this time, this unique time, that we can begin to really, truly, actually find our place in community. That we can really, truly find our place in the kingdom of God like never before. You know, as society is literally slowing down before us, we have right here this unique opportunity. Because, you know, there's this constant barrage of busyness that we've been under that has now slowed to a walking pace instead of a run. And now, at least I can catch my breath, look around, and then use this time, as many of us have not been able to use it in the past for some time now. And we can use this time to dedicate it, to spend it with God. We have an opportunity right now to seek God on a level like never before. We can throw ourselves into a discipline that seems so easy to slack in. We can immerse ourselves in prayer. As F.P. Meyer said, little prayer, little blessing. More prayer, more blessing. Much prayer, much blessing. This opportunity to pray is not only unique, but I believe it's essential. And not only that, but it is vital to us. Prayer is our direct line to God. It is the conduit by which we can enter into communion with God Almighty, who is a triune God, who is a community within Himself, and He invites us, each of us, into that very community with Him. And so, in a time like this, we need prayer. Your neighbors need prayer. Your family needs prayer. Your community needs prayer. Like never before. Like never before. We need to seek God and to be sought out by Him to become this way, this hope to a world that needs it in such a desperate way. This is a unique, unique time to find community like never before. Yesterday, I jumped in the truck and I went for a drive. This is, you know what, true confession, I'm actually sitting in my truck right now recording this for you guys because it is craziness inside the house. All right, I got two young boys that are just like going wild. So this is the little recording studio right here. But yesterday I got in here. I got in this truck and I went for a drive all alone. I needed the time, right? So I get in the truck. I had kind of a direction in mind, but it was pretty vague, like how I was going to get to my destination and what was on my course, really. So I just needed to take some time to clear my mind. I haven't had this opportunity to do something like that in a long time. And I just wanted to think. I just wanted to have time to think about how rapidly things are changing. And then I really just wanted this time to go to God in prayer without any distractions. So I turned the radio off. I rolled down the windows. You know, I let that unseasonably warm air in that we had. And I just began this conversation with my Creator. And of course, as soon as I began asking God all these questions, all these things that are swirling around in my mind, my cell phone dings with a message. So yeah, I forget to silence it and it goes off. But this is what's so cool. It was a text message from a dear friend of mine, a dear brother, and the text said that he was praying for me. So right there, I'm praying, he's praying. I just had to stop and think, wow, that's cool. That's just so cool. And he sent me this scripture, which is even cooler. It was from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. It was from Jeremiah 33:3, and it said this: "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." See, there seems to be a lot lately that I feel that I don't know. So this hit me good. And so I drove around for hours yesterday just meditating on this scripture, this promise that the Lord gave Jeremiah. And those words he gave Jeremiah, they came to Jeremiah in very unsettling times. You know, Jeremiah's country was under siege by the Babylonians at that point. It was almost certain that they were going to be overtaken by them. Jeremiah himself had all his freedoms taken away from him. He was locked up. He was put in prison for preaching the word of the Lord. And he finds himself just stuck inside, waiting, wondering, uncertain of the future, not sure how all of this is really going to play out, in a time of uncertainty, in a time of fear, in a time of confusion. God comes to Jeremiah and gives him these words. He says, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and show you great and mighty things which you do not know." As Charles Spurgeon said, God's people have always, in their worst conditions, found out the best of their God. And as I drove, I couldn't help but think about the times that we're in right now. These strange times as I'm driving down roads that are completely empty. As I see a large message board on the side of the road just flashing the words, "Stay home. Stay home." It's crazy. But I kept thinking about this promise that God gave to Jeremiah. Call to me. Call to me. God was telling him, and he's telling us, to come to him in prayer? Is that because God needs our prayer? Is that because God has to have them for some way to find fulfillment in himself? Of course not. It's because he knows that we need it. That we need something on a much deeper level. It's in a time like this that we need it like never before. God's saying, hey, when you're unsure, when you have no answer, when you feel down, when you feel alone, when you feel separated from everyone else, do this one thing. Call to me. Call to me. Pray. Entering into prayer is entering into communion with God, and that is entering into a community with him and with everyone else who is also calling to him. Prayer is this connection point that we can all have, even, guys, if we are physically separated from each other. And prayer is the very essence of relationship. And what did God say next to Jeremiah in that scripture? He said, and I will answer you. So he calls us to prayer. And then he says, if you do that, if you come to me, if you call to me, I will answer you. This is a promise that we have in God, that if we call to him, he will answer. The very nature of God was revealed to us by his son Jesus, and we have the assurance that he accepts our prayers, as Jesus himself modeled how we come to the Father. And when the answer comes, and it will come, when the answer comes, whether we like it or not, we can rest in that knowing it is true and it is just. God will only allow into our lives the things that we need, and he will never allow the things that we don't need. See, finally in this scripture, God tells Jeremiah, and I will show you great and mighty things which you do not know. There is a whole lot right now that we do not know. But God's saying, if you come to me in prayer, if you come to me, I will answer you. And when I answer you, what you're going to find is that you are going to learn great and mighty things which you don't know right now. That there's more going on than you can possibly understand. This is an encouragement to faith. And if you feel faithless right now, if you feel this hopelessness, if you feel like things are coming unhinged, if you cry out like Peter, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. The promise that God has is this: come to me in prayer. And the answer is going to do something miraculous, because the answer is going to deepen your faith. The answer is going to deepen your understanding of God Almighty. And this is a great comfort that we can just grab onto with everything that we are. That what we will see is the unexpected. That good absolutely can come from bad situations, and that love will find a way to the surface. We never know, though. We can never know how much capacity we have for generosity, how much capacity we have for compassion, how much capacity we have for the usefulness in God's kingdom and his workings until he reveals it to us. And we're not going to find that revelation until we wait for it. And we're not waiting for it unless we first go to him in prayer. It's through trying times. It's through prayer. And it's through his answers that these things happen. Because our prayers reach beyond ourselves. As my brother was doing, as he prayed for me and let me know that he was praying for me, it started something going. As we intercede for others, what we find is that there's this much deeper connection with others than we could ever imagine. It's a much deeper connection than we get in a brief conversation on a Sunday morning if we enter into deep prayer for one another. Prayer connects us on a deeper level. Prayer connects us together. But ultimately, it does that by connecting us through each other, through prayer, to God. It's God who connects it all. So here's what I'm asking. Here's what I'm asking in this short sermon. Take this time. Take this unique time. Take the extra time that you have to pray. Turn it into a habit. Turn it into a way that you function, the way that you live life. Turn it into a way that you connect with your brothers and sisters, that you connect with your family members, that you connect with your community, with the world. As you go to God on your knees, pleading for those around you, as you connect with Him, as you draw close to Him, and you wait. You wait for His answer, and when you get it, you will be encouraged and your faith will deepen. Take the extra time not to, we're all tempted to do it, to jump onto Netflix or YouTube or onto Amazon Prime and binge watch something, but instead take the time to dedicate solid blocks to prayer. Grab your family, pray together. Grab your kids, show them how to pray. Grab each other, jump on the phone, send a text message, let each other know you're praying. Stay in contact, stay in prayer, and see if God will not show you great and mighty things. I love you guys. I am praying for you all. And until next time, take care. Love up and love out. Amen.